Okay, hi, my name's Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 12th of August 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
Okay, my name is Peter James Yelding, I'm 19 and I'm from Buckingham.
And how are you doing today?
I'm very well, I had a bit of a stressful journey down, but apart from that, I'm fine.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
I think it was actually on Facebook, which is terrible because I hate Facebook. I just saw it on one of those group invitations. I was like, oh, definitely, I'm up for doing that. And so I put my name down.
What was it that actually inspired you to kind of get involved?
Sort of the selfishness of wanting to promote my music, really, and also just, another opportunity to perform.
And what are you planning on doing with your hour?
I want to divide the hour into sort of three sections. I want to open with a sitar raga, which is conducive to the evening time, and then do 15 minutes on the cello with sort of like looped African style stuff, maybe a bit of avant-garde kind of funny harmonic-y sound stuff as well, and then finish with a sort of 10-15 minute set of acoustic songs, and like I'll have like 5 minutes in between to change over and throw some CDs out into the audience. There is one, if they're not scared away by the rain.
So, okay, wow, that's a lot. So first of all, are you part of a band? What's the CD? What are you promoting?
I sort of am. I'm part of a band called Hello Hallelujah, but we're sort of kind of going separate ways at the moment because of various things. We're all in different parts of the country, and because I'm a composer and a singer-songwriter, I want to sort of start kind of doing all the things I've learned with the band and sort of promoting it for myself, you know. So I'm like releasing a digital single online on iTunes on the 21st of September, and that's like just something kind of to get my name around a little bit, you know. I'm not really too into sort of bigwig industry ego. I just hope that someone kind of like sees me at some point and thinks, oh, I'll do something with him, you know.
And can you talk a little bit about music, what you play, what your style is, what you're interested in?
I hate that question because it's just so wide and expansive. I've been playing cello since I was 4 years old, and I was classically trained, but like since going to the conservatoire in Birmingham especially, I've kind of left all the kind of traditional classical stuff behind because I'm really interested in kind of exploring, you know, in Bunny Rabbit Ears, the avant-garde kind of style music and stuff, you know, like from John Cage onwards, and written to Morton Feldman and Arvo Pärt, and kind of like playing with texture and stuff like that. But then also I've grown up around lots of world music, you know. I've like played with a couple of kora players and tabla players on the sitar, and you know, like but although I've only been playing sitar for a year, I've sort of always been really interested in Indian music from the whole kind of festival scene that I work at, so yeah.
Okay. And what kind of role does music play in your life?
Everything, to the point of it driving me absolutely insane. I had a period a couple of months ago where I just couldn't deal with any sound at all because it was just driving me mad. You know, it kind of is a bit of a be-all and end-all, and sort of trying to find a new hobby at the moment just to kind of chill me out a little bit, really.
So what are you actually studying at the moment?
Composing at the Conservatoire in Birmingham.
Yeah. And what kind of... what do you draw from?
Everything. At the moment, especially African kora song. That's really kind of I'm kind of really interested in that. But also like kind of music from the kind of like ATP kind of grungy, arty kind of spazzy sort of scene of music, like you know, bands like Earth and also Mogwai, and you know, droney bands and you know, things like that. You know, yeah.
And you've just come from a festival?
Yeah, halfway through actually. I'm going back afterwards.
Okay, great. And what festivals do you go to? Put a lot of festivals?
Yeah, all the small ones that no one's heard of that aren't full of all the commercial rubbish, really, because, you know, I like, you know, it's all quite community, you know, sort of based, and, you know, people are kind of just getting on and doing lots of interesting, creative things, and yeah, it's not too mainstream, and you know, the music that happens is interesting, but a lot of it is kind of spontaneous by the really interesting and talented people that are there, you know. So it's just really lovely. It's not like Leeds and Reading, which can, well, it's full of teenagers that drink too much and make a mess everywhere. It's just a bit annoying, really.
And ideally, as a kind of singer-songwriter,
yeah.
What kind of circle would you be wanting to break into? Because obviously you don't want to go commercial.
No, well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I'd love my work to be kind of you know, well, there's a band I came across recently called Alessi's Ark, who were unfortunately discovered on MySpace, which is their only problem, because they're a beautiful band. And like, you know, but like, there's this whole kind of anti-folk thing that's going around at the moment that I'm really liking. I say anti-folk just because that's the name slapped on it. It's just because it's kind of modern folk that's not traditional folk. You know, and yeah, so I kind of, you know, those sort of, well, again, the sort of ATP records kind of circuit I'd really like to be involved in, but also kind of like the arty, you know, compositionally, the kind of arty side of things, you know, like non-classical and kind of companies like that, you know, there's like the guy, son of I forgot his name, yeah, it's gone, never mind though. Yeah, he runs something, it's good.
And socialising wise, music wise, is that kind of how you meet most people?
I meet lots of people. I'm quite, I don't know, outgoing as a person. I'm not one of those really annoying people that calls themselves bubbly, because no one likes them. I you know, I just kind of generally wander around and meet people in any situation really, but I suppose because I do music all the time, I meet people through music, I suppose, yeah.
And can I ask you a little bit about your hour?
Yeah.
So you're splitting it into three.
Mm.
And what are you actually taking up with you?
A sitar, a cello, and a guitar, and my singing voice, but that's kind of part of me, so that doesn't really count. Yeah.
And what would you say is your biggest strength?
My ability to criticise. No, I have no idea really. I suppose my improvising and, you know, just trying to do stuff that sounds interesting rather than trying to directly please a crowd, you know. Yeah.
And have you brought anybody with you today?
Yeah, a few people. I put on that form a few people. I didn't put a number because I don't really know. I haven't really counted. But, you know, my girlfriend and some of her friends and my sister, who's also at this festival, and then my mum's travelled down. And that's quite sweet of her because she got really nastily stung on her foot the other day and can't really drive. So, you know, just, yeah, some people. I've got quite a few people watching online, I hope, because I did a little bit of a Facebook invitation before I went. But, you know, like, yeah, it's just a bit nice, really, you know.
And do you see it as a kind of quite a solitary owl? Do you want people to kind of get involved?
I don't really know. I sort of want to play it by ear, really. You know, I want to be up there and you know, performing to the people that are around, if there are any. You know, if the weather's still all right. You know, I'm not too into just standing talking on the mobile phone or something like that, obviously. You know, and obviously I want to kind of interact with people a little bit, but at the same time I don't want a bunch of, you know, early evening drunks going past and going, because, well, that's just annoying, isn't it, really?
And how are you feeling about the live streaming?
Quite happy, actually. I mean, I was going to ask, like, is there a way of watching it afterwards? Because I'd quite like to see it, you know, see how I look up there, you know, see. Apparently I pull a pretty funny face when I play, so, you know, it'd be interesting to see that. Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. The owner of the field at the festival that I'm at, is trying to hook up Wi-Fi into, like, one of the venues, so it can be projected onto the screen there, which is quite cool. Yeah, he's a really nice guy. His name's Farmer Paul, and he, you know, he's a proper farmer. He goes, like, all right, how's it going? You know, he's a lovely fella.
So can I ask you a little bit about yourself, where you're from, where you grew up?
Well, I grew up in Buckingham near Milton Keynes, and was at the music service in Milton Keynes, and that kind of was where all my music, you know, I owe so much to that place, and it's such a shame because, like, they're really struggling for money these days. They don't get much sponsorship from the council like they used to, so, like, it's really good at kind of getting kids who aren't really well off into music, and that's entirely what they did. And then I started this year in Birmingham Conservatoire with a scholarship, and that was completely down to my training at the music service, really. And then, you know, I've grown up in sort of kind of hippie kind of festival things as well, up in Norfolk. And yeah, I don't know, I've had a kind of, at the same time, quite sheltered, quite, you know, sort of weird and interesting childhood, kind of growing up in the same sort of way, really, kind of parallel.
And yeah. What are your parents like?
My mum's brilliant. She's an illustrator. Well, was, the illustration industry is pretty dead now. So she's like a doctor's surgery receptionist, which is, you know, not illustrating anymore, but, like, very, very creative lady. And so I kind of get a lot of my inspiration to work creatively from that. And, like, my sister's a teacher now, but she was very arty as well. My dad used to be a musician, but you know, I don't talk to him anymore, so you know, yeah, I wonder if he's hearing.
And when you say you went to the music service,
yeah,
is this other, they taught you other subjects, or was it
no, it was like just one of those Saturday morning things, you know, like I had school, you know, I went to this grammar school that specialised in science, which was quite interesting, you know, and so like to, you know, have a break from all the kind of real rigorous academic stuff that I was doing during the week, I'd go to the music service, which was really nice. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And career wise, you're wanting to sing songwriting?
Well, yeah, music in general. I mean, I kind of want to keep sort of a parallel going. I don't want to kind of just assign myself to one particular thing, which is why I want to be a composer. You know, otherwise I'd have gone to music college to be a cellist, you know, like, because that was originally my first instrument before I picked all the other stuff up. You know, like, I don't like people, you know, people get tired of it. I've spoken to some professional musicians in orchestra and stuff, and they're like, you know, they're sort of 30, 40 years old, and they're just, their love for music's completely died because they're just doing the same thing over and over again. And you know, and in the commercial industry, well, basically everyone that I've come across that have started to do really well tend to be pretty up themselves, you know, like, they, you know, I've got some friends that did quite well, and after speaking to them, they're kind of a bit, well, not worth talking to. Well, they don't give time of day anymore because they've got all their kind of fancy lifestyle now. And so, you know, I don't want to get too involved in that because it's just rubbish. It's all media and it's no, you know, the music becomes pretty middle of the road and boring. So, you know,
yeah.
Yeah, I hope no one listens to this and gets upset.
So can I ask about some of your favourite things that you've created yourself?
Yeah, actually, yeah. I mean, I used to just write really folk songs and stuff before this year. And you know, like, there's a song that isn't particularly that good, but I really love it because it was for some mates of mine who died last year in a car crash. And so it was, you know, it's the first time I did a sort of like elegy type thing, and I don't want to make a habit of it because it's a bit too kind of, you know, wishy-washy, but like these guys, you know, like they, you know, it was a real tragedy, so you know, it kind of really compelled me to write something. So I don't know if the music's kind of that good, and listening back to it, it's not technically as good as it could be, but like, you know, it's sort of the feeling behind it to me is really important. And then also one that I wrote recently about my girlfriend who's moving to Edinburgh, and so I'm, you know, like, it's kind of scary in that respect, you know, when a relationship starts to kind of get smothered with distance. And then, yeah, in terms of composing, I wrote, I'm quite interested in sort of graphic scoring, and I wrote this jazz piece recently called Lamarcks, which is kind of like exploring between two sort of separate scored material sort of sections, and then getting there by graphically scored improvisation. So, you know, it's different every time. You know, it's all kind of, you know, like, if I was to write it down, it would be much more clear. I'm not very good at explaining things in a too detailed way, really. Yeah.
So music is obviously a massive part of your life.
Yeah.
It's your life.
Yeah, pretty much. I hate that statement, though. It's like, yeah, music is my life. You know, it's such a, I don't know, like a young online hair straightening generation type phrase to make, isn't it, really, you know?
But what are you, I mean, do you have any time for any other interests?
Well, I love theatre and acting, and like, I used to do that at school, you know, and my school was, you know, especially interested in Brecht, actually, and, you know, and I'm sort of incorporating that, actually, into a little bit of my music work, sort of some of the arty stuff that I do, and, but, you know, like, I'm really interested in sort of stand-up comedy, especially the work of people like Stuart Lee, who are like, you know, kind of underdogs of comedy, and not this, you know, not the kind of very simple kind of, you know, one-liner joke kind of comedy like that. It's sort of really well-crafted and talk about interesting things, you know, like the way it used to be, you know, like when the Pythons were around and stuff, you know, I really love that. And I imagine I'd like to get into that at some point, but it's a whole new kind of thing. And so, like, you know, I'm really nervous about that sort of thing. And, you know, I think I'd just rather sort of sit around and make grumpy comments to my friends and hope that they laugh, you know.
Great. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Nah, I think that's enough. I talk too much anyway.
Thank you.